In the news update, part two featuring Underground World News Live with my friend Dabu7 in the helm, right here broadcasting on XM Radio across all podcasting platforms, where you can find us at Top Headlines National and International News Stories. That's how you found it. That's how you write it, folks. This is part two for March the 30th, 2024, in the PM Night Edition special transmission. Let's listen to what Brother Dabu has to say here, talking about how things may be impacting you in the near future. So let's get right in here, folks, because there is some major stuff going on, as you well know. And we talked about it on this channel a lot, so yeah, there's a lot of things going on there. Weird, isn't it? And let me see if we are... That wasn't it. Alright, so... Okay, here we are. Alright, let me get this going here. Oh, we are. Okay. Let me refresh. Okay. Let's go back to where we were. And, And here we are.
All right, so getting into some political stuff here. You're cracking here into this room. Donald Trump, Jay from the Ville in the house. And me too, brother. It is the food pyramid upside down. Trump just overtook Soros' net worth. This is crazy because Trump, this whole world's a stage, but Trump owed like $500 million. And at the 11th hour, they reduced it and said, okay, we're going to reduce like 100 and some million. Because he said he'd have to fire sale all of his properties, you know, all this crap. Soon as it's done, he finishes the CPAC deal or something worth billions. Now he's selling Bibles for $60.
It's getting worse than this.
Not to mention, he was just 2 weeks ago, he came out with his own line of shoes, golden sneakers. Dudes were buying them, getting them autographed, and they turn around and sell them for like tens of thousands of dollars or something stupid. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, Trump, just a power move here. I mean, just this quick, as soon as you think the dude's going to be flat broke or something, no. He just overtakes Soros. Whatever Soros has left in his coffers is going to go to his son, Alex, whenever he passes away. And he's been giving more and more and more power to his son, which is one to watch. I follow him on Twitter just to keep an eye on the enemy.
Mm-hmm. And they're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're right.
That's a scary one.
Yeah.
Here's another scary one. Look what they slipped into the most recent omnibus bill. You know, one of those bills that we tell you all the time is packed full of what we call pork. No one had a chance to read it. It was signed on Saturday while everyone was, you know, not looking, or on Christmas Eve like they always do. Well, this is one of those deals. Well, they just signed it. This whole thing, this omnibus bill, into law, and what they did is they hid in it where they can track cattle electronically. And I'm telling you what, right now, people better start fighting back and they better start swinging hard. Because they're coming for everything. If you just lay down and you let this happen, they done lasered the whole northern part of Texas here last month, was it?
Yep.
And attacked our cattle country, the heart of it, to decimate it. Now they want to track anything that's left electronically, and they're going to get their way because no one's going to step up to stop it. Until the farmers let their kahunas hang and hop on their equipment and ride like we've seen them do in every country in Europe. Nothing's going to happen. These guys are just going to get their way.
That's what the, you know,
the dudes in Europe are showing up at these crooked politicians' offices. They're spraying them down with manure and dumping them with all this crap. They should be protesting here. Thank you for that coffee. It is Illuminati. Thank you for that coffee so much. Much love for Resurrection Sunday. Yes, D. Yes. And thank you for the 3 coffees. Much love. God bless. Here on this Good Friday. Yes, I hope you guys have a good Easter weekend. Oh, with friends and family. All that. That's the most important thing. Is that you're getting in quality time with friends and family. We're in trying, stressful times. And you got to learn to stop and enjoy things in life.
Right.
It's Hoodie Ross. Likes to always remind me, slow it down a little bit.
Slow down a little bit, yeah.
And take a moment, take it all in, and enjoy a little bit of the moment when you can.
Right.
I know it's easier said than done most of the time.
Right.
My foot's always pedal to the metal here. And Gary, thank you, my brother. Happy Good Friday. Much love right back to you. Thank you for the 3 coffees. Appreciate it to the fullest, my brother. Campfire, everybody checking in here. Much love. And I appreciate that. Hope you have a blessed weekend, too. He has risen.
Amen.
That is true. Thank you for the 5 coffees. And all the love there, guys. The support means more than you know. I mean, more than you guys know. Ever since they demonetized me, every bit of support that I got here, I mean, it just keeps it going. Yeah. It's appreciated to the fullest, y'all. Every bit of it. So I just want you to know your cattle and your meat's gonna be tracked now. I'd get with a good farmer, local farmer that deals with cattle, if you want cattle, and get it that way. Someone you know and trust.
That's the best way to get it.
That's how we try to do around here.
Yeah.
You know, ideally, anyway. Man, now that I mention it, my mom had mentioned something. I split the cow last, and I gotta get back with her on that. Of course, she gets it from my uncle. I think my uncle, she just said, was in the hospital with pneumonia. So, Hopefully he's doing good and gets over that. Jay, if you got a good connection to cattle out there, man, can't go wrong with that. If you can't get your hands on trusted cattle, man, you're going to be out there hunting deer for some venison. It's going to be the next thing, or some elk. All right. I'm going to shift into some of the more higher-level satanic stuff here connected to the political realm, because it's all real. It's all there. And I'll bust that chest open here in just a minute on D-Live, top of the hour. And check this out. You don't think that the feds don't know everything? You got to be a very smart, swift, and savvy individual out there to pull off some high stuff without them knowing.
Yeah, they watch all.
Most people are just stupid when it comes to this level of stuff. They get caught up because of just the smallest things. Like, first off, we know you robbed the bank because your cell phone put you there. Dummy took a cell phone with him into the bank to rob it. Busted him. Well, guess what? Same thing with everybody. They're tracking your cell phone everywhere. Everywhere you go. You're out there cheating. They got you. They know where you're at. You're out there getting dope. They know where you're at. They know what block you're at. They know how long you were sitting there on the corner. They know all of your dirty deeds. They know everything. Because that cell phone's with you everywhere you go.
Yep.
And it tracks you in constant circles every day, all the time. It knows your patterns. Just now that there's AI,
having an agent in your pocket 24/7,
overseeing all this. It's got a database on everyone.
Yeah.
So they know your likes, your wants, smells that will trigger you, and colors that will do the same, and all this stuff. They know these things. It's getting crazy. But with the cell phone and it being a tracking device, let's go to Epstein Island for a second. That's right. Just imagine now. The feds are, they're telling us this. This is almost in your face, I feel. Like, you people are so stupid and asleep. Like, here's one for you. It's like, okay. We tracked everybody from Epstein Island via their phone. We tracked them back to their houses. We tracked them back to their places of business. Places of worship. We tracked them everywhere. And thank you for the coffee, free thinker. But we're not going to tell you who they are. Is that not garbage? Thank you, Joyce, for the PayPal. Appreciate it to the fullest. 200 people. And that's just what they're telling us. But they're telling you. Why would they even tell you? Because this is getting boring for them, I feel. They're telling you. They know who all these people are. They don't only just have flight logs, but like, duh. They have their cell phone records. They know every flipping person that was there. How long they were there.
What they were doing when they were there.
And not only the people that went there to do evil deeds, but the victims.
Themselves. Yep.
Yes, the victims. Some of which are dead and gone.
Unfortunately.
If these phone records can get hacked and exposed, this will blow the lid off this. There will be no more wondering who any of these people are. You're going to find out your John Bon Jovis and your Chris Tuckers and all these famous people you ever knew of were there, all right.
Yep.
You're going to know it. You're going to know it. And then, like, I don't know, man. There's so much more than just sexual orgies happening. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Stuff.
Murders, rituals,
scandals
are going on in these places.
Oh, yeah.
For adrenochrome and more.
Mm-hmm.
That is never talked about. It is forbidden, but it is what is happening.
Yep,
it is of the scariest of what is happening there. You know, it makes it one of those stupid little orgies pale in comparison when they're over there, well, having orgies, but they're slicing their throat in the middle of it. And then bringing in kids and I'm not even going to get into it.
I'm doing things they shouldn't be doing.
You already know.
Unthinkable things.
It's a sick, dark game. But I'm here to tell you, they know every single person. And this right here should tell you, if you're a common sense thinker, someone that thinks logically, they could see this. 1 + 1 = 2. If you're a cognitive thinker. Yes. It's very easy to see. They know everyone. What does this tell you about yourself and your own habits?
They're watching them, too.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to be going anywhere you don't want them to know, you better go with no electronics, man.
Anything is going to chip in it, don't take it.
Electronics trackable.
Yeah.
No matter how much you think you want it, you need it, what it is, ultimate hiding spot will have none of it. Remember that. Or you better have it in like a Faraday cage to underground spot.
Right.
Even then, it's going to be difficult to get away with. Electronics, dead giveaways. All right, so let's shift gears here. Let me go ahead and bust up in the chest over here on D-Live. Again, I want to thank everyone for the coffees there. I want to thank for the PayPal as well. There's other best ways to support the show. And if I could give back in other places, I would. DLive's the only place that allows me to give back to the chat. So I bust open a chest to give back, if you're wondering what that's about. In a much love to Art, Chrome, Sally, all of you over there. Again, I don't like lemons personally on DLive. I don't cash them out. You know, for giving them for donations, I just give them away. So just, you know, just like I'm doing now. Black Cat, PK, For Me, Hoodie Ross, Elf in the house. Much love, you guys. Well, it's good. Again, I want to thank everyone out there that shares the stream. Hope all is good here. Can't take the Starlink car. Yeah, I mean, you need to really think these things out. It's one thing to just, it is what it is. If you've got this and it's all you've got, then that's that. You know, if you've got a car that's got OnStar in it and you got to go somewhere, well, then you've got to take it. But just know, man, just know they're tracking everything.
They're tracking everything that can be tracked. In real time.
All right. Let's dive into the Baltimore Bridge.
Here we go.
Real quick. And shift some gears here.
False flag.
The Baltimore Union warning of job loss and a tsunami of it after this collapse.
Really?
Now, I told you right when this happened, if you're following me over on Twitter, you get the breaking news. Right out the gate, right when this happened, we knew that this is symbolic strike, that they did this. Francis Scott Key, that bridge, symbolic. Who is Francis Scott Key? The person that wrote the national anthem.
Yep, that's right.
So this is a symbolic strike from the occult, from the dark side, from them, from the enemy. The
evil side, yeah.
This is ritualistic. Again, everything that they do is, even my guy that I follow over does numbers, gematria and all that, he instantly threw out all the numbers. It was 128 or something. His idea, this is ritual all day. It's got all the feels.
Everything they do is a ritual.
And sure enough, as you start to see, this whole thing was planned. And this is a symbolic strike. This is the beginning of a lot of pain. Moody's warning that the bridge collapse is credit negative. For all United States of America, credit negative. As they say, economic shock is hitting the area. People just don't even realize, what this is going to do yet. Some people are just standing around, looking around, like, okay, the bridge went down, they're cleaning it up. They don't realize of the impact of this. They're saying not days, not weeks. He said not even months.
He's saying early. 1 to 2 years.
How are you going to drag this thing on for more than months?
To wrap it up in 2 years is what they're saying.
It should be cleaned up within months. It
should be cleaned up in weeks.
It's what I don't get. When all these things start adding up that don't make sense.
It makes sense.
No. Well, check this out. Guess what they're saying tonight? And they could be downplaying this as well.
Probably.
They're saying there are hazardous chemicals that have been spilled.
Yeah.
They're trying to cover it up and say that it's just soap and shampoo. When was the last time that was hazardous?
Well, some stuff in it could be.
Let me explain to you. Hear me scroll down here.
Some shampoos have some hazardous ingredients in them.
They say that the crane that they're bringing in can only lift 100 or 1,000 tons. And the second crane that they're bringing in can only lift 400 tons. So there's so much weight here that they're going to have to cut this thing into pieces.
Right, to move it.
That the bridge that's sitting on top of the vessel itself is like 300 to 400 tons. So you have to cut it up into many different pieces. They're bringing in all kinds of cranes from the Navy and all this other stuff. Inside the water, they're going to have 7 floating cranes, 10 tugs, 9 barges, 8 salvage vessels, and 5 Coast Guard boats. Okay? He says it's too early to put a timeline to recovery, but he says, I can tell you it's not going to be days or weeks or months. Well, what are you saying, in years? I just don't get it.
Shouldn't take that long.
They've recovered 2 bodies. And then as we get down here, they start to say, get this here. Dang. And make sure they buried it at the bottom of the article, didn't they? Joe Agony. Hey, man, he is risen, and happy Easter. Much love to you and Susie Q. Thank you for the 5 coffees, my brother, and the support. I do appreciate it, fam. To the fullest. Um, 4,700 shipping containers on this vessel that hit the bridge. 56 of them hauling hazardous material.
They had nuclear
14
waste on
destroyed.
Solvents, other chemicals.
Industrial hygienists who evaluated the contents identified them as perfumes and soaps.
Yeah.
There was no immediate threat to the environment, they say. But that, we have no secondary backup of that.
No.
They say the containers are hanging dangerously off the side of the ship.
Overpass.
And you can see,
to me.
Like hazardous waste barrels all over the place. There's one right there. It looks busted. Like it's been busted open. No telling what's been spilling into the water. It's just, put it that way.
Mm-hmm. That's some weird fish come out.
And here is a huge thing. Can you believe that stuck inside of this port now is not only multiple bulk carriers that our economy depends on, it's not only a vehicle carrier, but that this is actually, when I look at it here, this is the largest port in the United States that takes in cars. And it's going to be stopped, shut down.
It's one of the largest in the world, on the East Coast.
Yep. And this is the big one.
Yep.
The U.S. military has multiple alcohol class fast sea lift vehicle. These are like emergency cargo ships by the military. They're ready reserve vehicles, ready reserve. So they're there for emergencies and everything else. They are stuck in here. They can't even be used. Hmm. Take down one strategic bridge. You shut down the whole port.
Yep.
It's exactly what has happened.
That's what it is. The military
strike. And like with the lights going out, all the talk and speculation of it being like cyber attacked.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Sabotage. Cyber. Computer.
And then the talk fuel.
That too.
The cyber attack thing. That's pretty big. With the lights going out multiple times, the potential for it, I do find it funny if you guys missed this. An executive order was put out a month before this event, just over a month ago. It expands the Coast Guard's authorities to address maritime cyber threats. Mm-hmm. And the Coast Guard's all over this. They've got at least 5 boats down there patrolling all around the whole time. This whole scene. Make sure no one gets around it. So this was title 33 that Biden updated. Mm-hmm. that gave this authority to the Coast Guard. Just remember that. They just did so a month before this happened.
They were planning something. That's why they did it.
Now, if you don't know the driver of the boat, the master, he is a Ukrainian. And a lot of these things just highly suspect with this whole thing. I seen another clip out of Turkey here earlier. Shoutouts to the crew too, man. Been sending me information. Shout out to Spiro sending me information. Yes, I'm about to touch on the whole eclipse thing, CERN. Some craziness. I'm about to get into that here in just a second. Get the rest of this news out of the way here real quick, but this is important with the cyber stuff here. There was a boat, and they don't know why, it just came crashing into the docks. And I'm about to show you some connections here. If I can get this to load. I don't think I can get that to load. Well, you can see with this next one just how bad the cybercrime is getting. And look what is at the top of the list. Critical infrastructure.
Yep.
Critical infrastructure.
Yeah, they're playing.
Has been the big target.
Yeah, they're planning something.
All through last year, continuing into this year, followed by state institutions and political systems. You know, political systems. This makes me think voting here in this election year. And that's about to heat up.
Yep.
Anytime now, vice presidential candidates should be picked. The RNC and DNC just around the corner. And things are really going to get spicy in the streets. Weather's warming up, election year. BLM could hit the streets again. No. This could be a hectic one. Look what's happening in New York. And I'm hoping that this doesn't become a trend all over. These cowards are running around punching women in the face.
Yeah, they're definitely cowards doing
it. And all kinds of women have recorded this and have shown this. And there's video out there of these dudes running up and punching women. And they're starting to think that it's more than just strangers, that it's highly organized.
Yeah.
And this is just ridiculous.
I don't think it's just random.
I've seen Pat Miletich, UFC veteran, former champion, that came to my conference. I had a chance to meet him. Well, I follow him on social media, and I seen that he's seen some tweet on this by Tim Pool. Tim Pool was like, I don't know whether people were taking it one way or another, but just the way that Tim Pool came off with the tweet, he said, I find it funny that dudes are running around punching women. That was his words. And like, Pat didn't take that too lightly. He's pissed. He's like, well, you just see who finds it funny when a man punches Tim Pool in the face. And I'm just like, oh crap. Yeah, people don't take too kind to this when they see women getting hit.
No,
real men stand up and start laying people out. Yeah, if you, I don't even know what to say. Like, if you witnessed this and you didn't do something about it and you're a man, like, you're a bitch. Yeah. You're a beta. You sit there and watch a woman get hit. If you don't do something to step up and do something to stop it,
insane.
Why? You sit there and film it. Or something.
Stupid.
If you don't do something about it, man, karma's gonna get you. Or your mama. What happens? What are you gonna do when it happens to your mama? And wish you defended someone else's mama. You gotta do the right thing, man. Some people out there are scared, man. All right. So, the border stuff real quick. Texas arrests 70 more migrants on rioting charges after 600 stormed the border. And I showed you that in El Paso. What was crazy, they stormed the one border and they got to the second and got stopped. But then eventually got corralled. Some of them let through. Only 70 of them apprehended out of 600. Shout out to Doug Thompson down there again in El Paso. Look at this. I told you the Supreme Court making moves against the people. Look no further than them when they're stifling our freedoms. Yeah. An appeals court upheld the preliminary injunction against the state of Texas, continuing to stall the enforcement of Senate Bill 4. That is a state law that allows them to arrest these illegal criminal migrants. Call them, that's what they are.
That's really what
so the Supreme Court stalling it out as they're just flooding in. Yeah, it's treason. It's what it is. And they know it. Again, half the damn cattle out here, the dumbass populace, running around with their heads stuck up their, you know what, and ignoring this until it's too late. I'm telling you, the main migrant caravan is a front. It is a smokescreen for the Chinese and the enemies that are in here. And there's millions of them.
That's why they did it. That's why
a million man army in itself in here for China is all they need, and they've probably got more than that at this point.
Probably so.
Remember, they're being brought in by boat. They're being brought in down special routes, down special rivers.
Through tunnels.
They're being housed separately, treated completely different. There's a huge operation going on here. Huge. I'm telling you, when the lights go out, these dudes are coming out of the shadows.
It's gonna get crazy.
You better be ready.
You have a plan.
Dude, you better be ready. You better have your ammunition, your guns. You better have it all. Never before was the enemy here sitting in the shadows like this, dude. Never before were they sitting here waiting like this. Everyone better pay attention and wake up, dude.
Wake up. Get your head out of the sand. They're here.
One event.
All
they make moves.
One big event.
Here's a plus. That Venezuelan migrant, Leonel Moreno, that was taken to social media, he's a huge TikTok star. He's the one that was on TikTok right here. Right there. Sitting there screaming at it like, yeah, come in. You can go into these houses. You can take over all these homes. Well, he's arrested. Look at him sitting there flaunting all this money. See, he's getting all this money from the government, sitting there flaunting all. Yeah, well, he's arrested.
They got him in custody.
God.
That went on. They should. That's good.
Arrested by ICE in Ohio.
Yep.
Because, and that was a dude that was sharing squatting tips. He was trying to tell people how to go out in different areas, utilize the loopholes in the system, and take people's homes over, which is garbage.
Yeah, you can't do that. You get shot doing something like that where I'm from.
But he started kind of like an epidemic. It's crazy. And experts are warning this whole mass migration thing, it's threatening our food security. How could it not? How could it not? And yeah, I think we should all beware of these squatters. Straight up, we should all beware of these squatters. Because they're coming by design to every town, every city, and they're not coming here to play patty cake. They want to cause disruption. And these people we've seen coming across the border, they're not coming across poor. They're coming across in $500 jackets and iPhones in their hands and everything else. It's ridiculous. Better off than what most of us have.
Got that right. It's true.
Is how they're coming in. How'd they make it through Mexico? How'd they make it across the Darien Gap? How'd they pay the smugglers the 10 grand minimum to get here?
Yeah, where'd they get that money at?
Per head.
Apparently they're not poor. Like they say or claim.
Well, I got to give a shout out, if you guys missed it, and I want to mention this again, to these crews that are going around and kicking them out.
That's good.
They're taking home inspectors with them. And they're going to these homes that the squatters have taken over. And the home inspector could say, hey, that door doesn't have enough screws on its hinges. Well, then they rip the door off the hinges. And then once they get there, he's like, oh, the piece of flooring's messed up or something. They go and they start doing whatever. Once they're in, and they run these people out. I'm just thankful that someone's making a stand out there.
You need more people like that.
Because you know, people like this woman here that got arrested because squatters came in her home.
That was wrong.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's her house.
Let's hope that you're in a state that signs something in law similar to what DeSantis just did. He signs a property rights bill in Florida that ends squatting. It ends the whole scam. Puts the power back to the hands of the people. He's really doing things that are putting things in the law that are helping people. He has been a lot. This is only going to make more people want to go there and flock there, but nowhere's perfect, but at least here, he's protecting his people to where if you own a home, these people can't do this. So HB 621, hopefully, it's coming to a town near you.
I hope so, too. Stop this, ma'am.
All right.
It's unacceptable.
Give a shout out to everybody out there. And much love. I'm going to shift gears here until my final segment of the night. Much love, Tooge. Make sure you're checking out Tooge on Wednesday nights. If you guys are looking for action, news, and really good talk, good chat. A lot of the same people out there from my chat hanging out over on Tooge's channel on Wednesday nights. Much love to the whole crew out there. Everybody, hope you're all doing well across the board. No matter where you're listening in at, let me check in here real quick. On shout outs to everybody on X. Tuned in, viewing. I know we don't have a chat over there. Still got like 300 some people tuned in. Everybody on D-Live over there. And everybody on Rumble. We're going to dive into some end time prophecy. If you guys don't know, let me show you here. My YouTube channel, Dabu777, is now, this is surviving end times. As you just heard, surviving end times. And this is the channel. I'm going to drop a link in the chats. Make sure to subscribe to this. This is exactly what it says. It's dealing with surviving these end times, man, that we're in. I mean, I sat and put a lot of thought into what name I was going to give a channel and what I was going to do there. And it's all going to stay focused just on this, this whole ride to surviving the end times and documenting every step of the way. And I'm talking about things related. And in it, I put out a video today, a new one, talking about the Red Heifer Prophecy, the Great Eclipse that we've talked about, the Red Dragon of Revelation, and the double cicada brood. So, first off, when talking about end time signs and signs in the heavens, there are several things that are happening right now that I guess the small-minded just are never going to see it. Earlier, some dude said, made a comment in the chat, like, they said something like, the moon was at the feet of Virgo, years ago, and nothing ever happened, and this, that. I'm like, dude, who's someone? Why are you over here bitching about it? Go bitch to them about it, okay? Right. What I'm telling you is what's happening right now. And yes, the same constellation and setup that was there in 2017 is still there, but a little bit different right now, because right. not a lot has changed, not a lot moves in deep space over this small amount of time of your life. So a lot of these areas stay the same and will be that way our whole life.
They just move a little bit.
In terms of the setting, where they sit in conjunction with one another.
Right.
This takes me to Revelation. In Revelation, there is the woman that is crowned with 12 stars at her head and the moon at her feet. This exact biblical reference is playing out in this constellation.
Yes, it is.
In real time.
Right now. Right now.
Now, Revelation also speaks of, as 3 and 4, Revelation speaks of a woman about to give birth and a dragon waiting there to devour
her offspring,
the child.
Right.
This is the exact setup that is happening in the heavens as above.
That's right.
Do you see?
That means the Antichrist
this dragon
is coming. It's going to reveal himself.
Was hidden by Google for years and years.
Yeah.
It was hidden. Why would they go out of their way to hide a patch of sky in Google Sky? Why? We found out why. Because Microsoft's sky came later. They put out sky maps. And when they did, oops, they forgot to black out the area. And guess what's there? This.
That's right. That's why they blacked
it out. It looks like a binary star system. And it just happens to look like a dragon.
Yep.
The resemblance of a dragon. And it's sitting right there between her legs where Jupiter is coming out of her womb. You can't make this up. Mm-hmm. This is what is happening. At Virgo, while the moon's at her feet. So this is just a crazy astronomical feature. That's one, the red dragon. Okay? And I want to throw it out there because that's one. It's happening. You can't deny it. It's unfolding right now.
Real time. It's always been up there.
Let's go to something else. Here that's extremely rare. That's happening right now. What happens this month? Month of April, 2024. We are going to see a double brood of cicadas. And this is a very rare event. This is a 13-year and a 17-year that are coming out at the same time. This only happens every 221 years. This is going to happen across 17 states. You can see the map right here. This is where you can expect to see them. I know that I see them. I've seen them in my life, the different broods. I know that they are top shelf A1 fishing bait.
Yeah, they are.
You can capture these things. You can put them in the freezer, put up whatever, and like take them back out. And like when they hit that water, they like come alive and go to take off, and the fish just nail them. The cicadas. But this is going to be ominous. This is going to be more than what people have ever seen in their lifetimes in many places. You're talking trillions with a T.
Ooh.
That is how many we are about to witness. Remember, this only happens every 221 years. This is a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing here, with this one specifically. So this is another massively rare event that's going down here in the United States. And look where it's at. It's all over the same area that's covered by the X of the eclipse, so to speak, or this whole region of the U.S. For what it's worth, when you guys start to see massive swarms starting this month, well, next month in April.
April.
It's one of them things. So, let me swing it back around to the eclipse here. Because it's all tying back into this thing. I was having a talk with Spiro here just before the show about this whole thing, and he brought the fact about them attempting to try to transcend this whole thing here with evil during this moment. And I told you before, CERN has flat out said that they, in one of their statements, they said they were attempting to fold the fabric of the fourth dimension into this one, for whatever that means.
That don't sound good.
Remember, Elon said they're trying to summon the demon.
They are. Is that what they're going to do?
If there's a device or anything out there where they're doing nefarious stuff that has been connected to Stargates and everything else,
that's talked about.
It's along the lines of CERN.
Yeah, it is. It's all that.
And CERN has a very satanic history and a very curious setup.
Well, it works
right now.
So.
And timing is everything, right?
Yeah.
Well, dude, check this out. Check this out. First off, I'm going to give you this information, and then I'm going to play a video clip of a satanic ritual. That's right. A satanic ritual actually played at the opening of CERN. In a ceremony at a tunnel. I'll show you the whole thing. I covered it years ago. Some of you may remember. It may refresh your memory. But here we go. On 322, just here last week, March 22nd, the notorious day and number for the establishment, for the Illuminati, they fire up CERN. Just so happens that on the exact day of the eclipse, with everything else that you got going on, they're going to start their physics and isolate. This is downstream from the booster. It all starts fired up April 8th, followed by the North area on April 10th. So they're doing these things. All this goes into motion, the 8th through the 10th. Why is this so key? Because this is held as the most high satanic window in the world by many Satanists. Aleister Crowley viewed this as the prime window of high energy. Now, I was listening to a guy the other day explaining this, that they're also capitalizing on the high energies of two eclipses. We have the lunar eclipse that just happened. That energy follows the whole cycle of this moon. That cycle's not going to end before we see a real eclipse. Those are going to converge with crazy energy that you just never, ever see. Dude, I'm telling you, all these things that are lining up, even if you're a non-believer, you better pay attention, man. I keep saying it. There's so many things lining up right now, dude, that it's just like Mike Tyson hooking you in the face. Like, you better be paying attention. These dudes are firing up and getting it all going in the satanic window. Fired it up on their Illuminati day, for crying out loud. And guess when antimatter starts getting thrown into motion? The first day of Passover.
Yep.
You couldn't...
Can't make it up.
Select... more key days, back to back to back for them. Timing is everything, and you know it, but yep. There it is. There it is. All right. So I'm going to play this clip. And I'm going to show you. You can read here if I can blow it up the right way. Scroll it down a little bit. You can read what it says here. And I'm going to play this. Gothard Tunnel opening ceremony. I covered this. This was in Switzerland. The tunnel to CERN. It says, this is a video of the satanic ritual performed in front of the tunnel in Gothard, Switzerland. This is the tunnel to CERN. Someone simply analyzed this and put it all together. I did this years ago. And now someone else is covering it. I think mine got hit, taken down, and all this other crap. But, blown up there as best I can. I'm going to hit play. You can see how satanic CERN really is and why I'm pointing out all this.
Here's the video. Well, it's audio on the radio. Showing the demonstration what CERN does as it operates and how it's able to break apart matter, particles. In the video, what it's showing, there's a ritual being, satanic ritual being formed.
It's the longest and deepest tunnel in the world.
Showing you how deep it is under.
Railway tunnel in the world.
Yeah. This is a big one that they have out there. I think it's in Scotland. One of the biggest CERNs. They have a bunch of other ones, but that's one of the biggest ones. This is the main one.
And here goes the show.
The ritual.
Look at this perversion. Look at the sick stuff that they do. It's all demonic.
Yep. Satanic, demonic ritual.
They had a topless angel. This was their declaration that Lucifer has not been defeated by Jesus.
But actually,
and they bring out...
It's just they're mocking Jesus, that he wasn't defeated.
This army.
What he was.
The whole world lies under the sway of the evil one that is written in John.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see all these zombies. This was a satanic ceremony at the tunnel that leads to CERN, dude. This is how real this is. The ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Demonic creatures. A Baphomet parade.
And then, none of that's any good. All evil.
With the Pope in control.
You know he ain't good.
These people get rounded up. Taking the camps, dude. This is crazy. I'm not going to play the whole thing. It's like 9 minutes, but I just wanted to point out that if you're hearing these things and you're wondering, you shouldn't be wondering anymore.
No, it's all out in the open.
I mean, the evidence is out there.
They don't hide it.
That was a full-blown satanic ritual played right in front of your face at the entrance that leads into CERN.
That's right.
So, this is all satanic, 100%. There was even another event that took place outside of CERN a few years back, or quite a few years back, and one of the guys even involved in that weird event is dead.
Of our show. The 927 Underground News Live Network.
Yeah, man. So, I wanted to point that out for what it was worth.
Part 3.
Show some people some evidence that, these goons are really demonic